Show's snazzy website at xray.fm/programs/quadrants, or find it under the Shows tab for Friday. If you need slash want slash crave even more nerdy info on the show, its guests, and its coverage, look me up on Twitter at 5QPDX or at the Five Quadrants of Portland Facebook page. Furthermore, I'd encourage you all to email me if you're interested in such things as publishing an event on my calendar, learning more about underwriting the show and getting your name out to a radio audience while supporting cool programming, asking me questions, sending me tips from your community, telling me how I'm doing, writing me fake satirical pyramid scheme emails. Any and all of this will be lovingly accepted at 5q@xray.fm. I'd like to take a moment to thank my wonderful guests, Melanie Davis and Nick Matos, publisher and reporter respectfully respectively of El Hispanic News and PQ Monthly, Abdullah Hafid with Striving to Reduce Youth Violence Everywhere, and Dennis Theralt, news editor of the Portland Mercury. I'd like to thank X-Ray for being itself and also for continuing to allow me behind a live microphone. I'd like to thank my producer, Jimbo Sandberg, holding it down on the other side of the glass. And most importantly, of course, thank you, listener, for listening. Your desire to educate yourself and engage in your community is my number one inspiration. Stay tuned now for Nerd Portland Radio on KXRY Portland, X-Ray FM.
Good morning, nerds. Today we search for more of the music us geeks are listening to, including one of the tracks from this week's release of the new Weird Al Yankovic album, Mandatory Fun. After that, we'll take a look at the calendar to find out what's new this week. Welcome to Nerd Portland Radio. All right. Happy Friday, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Nerd Portland Radio on X-Ray FM. My name is Richard, and I'll be your solo host today while Angela is out on tour. Scratch solo host, I'm the Omni host. That sounds pretty official. Yeah. Anyway, last month we decided to do this brief retrospective of geeky music, but there were so many things we had to cut out or we just didn't have time for that I wanted to do it again and share some more of my favorites. And this week seemed especially apropos because this week also features the newest release by Weird Al Yankovic, a guy who's been on my radar since I first learned MTV existed. Weird Al and They Might Be Giants are basically the icons, and I can't think of many nerd musicians who don't attribute at least one of the two with some of their early inspiration. So if you don't mind, I'm going to use the two of them to bookend today's show. First off, we'll start with They Might Be Giants, who may have a record for the earliest rock performance having given this 8:30 a.m. show at a TED conference a couple years ago. You can go and watch it online. The crowd seems pretty tired, but so does the band. But it shows this ridiculous range of what they can do. Over their 28-year career, they've got 16 studio albums, 7 live albums, all of these compilations and EPs. It's remarkable. I saw them every chance I could get at La Luna. That's right, Portland, at La Luna. And I just couldn't get enough of them. So last year, They Might Be Giants released Nanobots. And the sound of it should be a little bit familiar from their older stuff, and if you haven't listened to them since the 90s, it's gonna feel good. This is track 1 from that album, You're on Fire.
I forgot your name, whatever. My point is, hi, your head's on fire. Oh, damn, you must have got one of them combustible heads. Yeah.
That was You're on Fire by the always excellent They Might Be Giants. Keeping with the rock theme, we head north towards our villainous sibling, Seattle. A lot of nerd music is about this blending together this trifecta of geeky, funny, and music-y. And Kirby Crackle from Seattle is one of those bands that dives headlong into the geek. They write and perform songs that just have comic books and video games just pouring out of them. Some of their titles, Up, Up, Down, Down, In Another Castle. You know, you can pretty much see the theme coming in those, but you can't always see the musical style. Kirby Crackle's all over the place. Do you need a soulful ballad for your local nerd prom? Check out Naked We, which always brings the romance. You can even follow it up with Set Your Phasers to Sexy. Kirby Crackle's tons of fun to see live. They often play in both Seattle and Portland. And here's a song from their 2010 release, E for Everyone, called Ring Capacity.
I've yet to find my place. I'm guarding 2814. I don't know why it's chosen me, but from the corner of my eye I catch a glimpse of evil light. The fear tries to swallow me like I'm just some guy with an emerald.
You're listening to Nerd Portland Radio on X-Ray FM, and that was Ring Capacity by Kirby Crackle. So I have a tough time listening to geek music in the background when I'm trying to do something else, because geek music is funny and that makes me listen to it and I stop doing that other thing I'm supposed to be doing. The funny is a really important part about nerd music. And you know what's tough to be funny about? Cats, who are either dead or alive in quantum mechanical thought experiments created by sadistic physicists. Yep, I know. Sarah Donner decides to take that on in her new album, That is a Pegasus. Sarah Donner brings the folk sound to geek music, and she made sure to film this music video to the song you're about to listen to right in the physics lab at Princeton, where Schrodinger proposed his famous thought experiment. Here is The Rebuttal of Schrodinger's Cat by the amazing Sarah Donner.
Multiple states at the same time. I'll take the one where I'm still alive. When I get out, I live with Einstein. And I will, because I have nine lives. I will chase your theory, it's just made of string. Without observation. Quantum mechanics thought experiment on a macroscopic level just proves that you're a dick. Yes, you are a smart man, but one thing you forgot. I am a cat. I can think outside the box. States at the same time. I'll take the one where I'm still alive. You are unknown without this feline. Guess who peed at your Nobel Prize?
You just heard The Rebuttal of Schrodinger's Cat by Sarah Donner. Sarah is based on the East Coast, but she's playing here in Portland on July 31st. You can find out more and buy tickets at sarahdonner.com. So the funny's good, but there are a couple other ways you can connect with the heart of a geek. Many of us spent uncountable hours playing video games as a kid, which meant our ears were tuned to those weird Nintendo soundtracks. 8-bit music left a lot to be desired. But there were a pile of composers learning how to synthesize those sounds using computer programs and Casio keyboards and whatever else. And before long, a community arose that led to chiptune music, which allowed artists to create their own music using those 8-bit programs. Many of them performed with Game Boys in hands. They'd hacked NESs and used these self-made cartridges to play and record their music. One of those bands is Onomatoguchi, who began in 2004 and later composed the soundtrack for the Scott Pilgrim video game. And that sentence is a pile of meta nerdery that is so dense I would need a chalkboard to map the whole thing out. Anyway, here is Jetpack Blues Sunset Hues by Onomatoguchi. We'll be right back. Welcome back. That was Anna Monoguchi with Jetpack Blues Sunset Hues. That song is so good that the Nerdist podcast borrowed it for their theme. They only played a few seconds, but there was the whole thing. Another callback to old video games is to take those 8-bit soundtracks and play them with full rock bands or even an entire city orchestra. The Final Fantasy soundtrack has inspired symphonic performances across the country, and I'm sure we're going to see more of that continuing. But one pair I'm really stuck on now are the Super Guitar Brothers, who take those themes and they play them with classical guitar. Whether it's the theme to Castlevania or the underworld music from Super Mario World, it just sounds incredible. Anyway, Ocarina of Time is one of the... It's the greatest installment of the Legend of Zelda series. And if you played it, you may remember riding your horse around Gerudo Valley and spent lots of time there. Here is that theme recrafted by the Super Guitar Brothers. You're listening to Nerd Portland Radio here on X-Ray FM. That was the Legend of Zelda Gerudo Valley theme by the Super Guitar Brothers. Nerd music is this really broad category that defies description, but Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, talking about something entirely different, said, "I know it when I see it," and that's pretty much how it goes here. Especially in the case of our final artist, Weird Al Yankovic. Growing up, I remember the music videos for Fat and Eat It, and I thought he was just this guy that liked Michael Jackson and food. And there was the polka thing, and I didn't understand that at all. But eventually, I came to see him as this cultural wizard. And he takes popular music, and he takes absurdist topical comedy, and he meshes them together into really great music. His latest album is Mandatory Fun that was released on Monday. And every week, or every day this week until the 21st, he's releasing a new music video from that album. Monday's video was Word Crimes, a look at terrible grammar to the tune of last year's Blurred Lines. That was uploaded Monday. And Tuesday's upload was our next song. This is Get Tacky by Weird Al Yankovic.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of pride. I Instagram every meal I've had. Chick, ask her this and that.
pregnant girl are just really fat.
What?
Yeah. Well, now I'm dropping names almost constantly.
Yeah.
That's what Kanye West keeps telling me. Here's why.
Because I'm pregnant.
Wear my Ed Hardy shirt with fluorescent orange pants.
Because I'm pregnant.
Got my new resume. It's printed in Comic Sans.
Because I'm pregnant.
Think it's fun threatening waiters with a bad Yelp review.
Because I'm pregnant.
If you think that's just fine, then you're probably tacky too.
Hey, come on.
Bring me shame. Can't nothing. Bring me shame. I never know why. Bring me shame. Can't nothing. Bring me shame. I said.
That was Get Tacky by Weird Al Yankovic. For the music video, which features all sorts of celebrities dancing around and lip-syncing in terrible clothes, check out WeirdAl.com. All right, that's it for music, so let's take a quick moment and look at the calendar for this week in Portland. First off is one my students made sure I knew about before the school year ended. Did you know that Portland puts on a series of free movies on huge inflatable screens at parks all around the city? It's called Movies in the Park, and there are tons of fun, kid-friendly movies to go and see. But the show tonight at Irving Park is Gravity. Here's the thing. If you didn't see the movie on the biggest screen imaginable, you just missed out a little bit. So this is a chance to fix that. The movie begins at dusk, but there's pre-show stuff that starts at 6:30. Bring some lawn chairs, bring a cooler, watch awesome space stuff. There's not much that's better than that. Also, next Friday at Guardian Games is the pre-launch party for a new book by Dr. Ilana Lehman, and it's titled All You Need to Know About Disability is on Star Trek, which threw me for a second, so I researched Dr. Lehman. She's a professor at the University of Massachusetts in Boston, and she focuses on disability and technology and using them together, and by the way, is a total sci-fi nut. So you can come and meet with her and do a Q&A session on her new book, which looks at different topics like the future of genetic engineering and treating psychological, cognitive, psychiatric disabilities through this lens, through the dialogue of Star Trek. The presentation begins at 7, and you'll want to RSVP by contacting Guardian Games. All right, that's it for Nerd Portland Radio. We'll be back next time to talk about our travels to conventions across the country. Have a great week.
Everybody wants to be a rock star. And after 2 weeks on the road, I'd say that's what we are. The day that I signed on, I didn't know what it would be. But it's a famous rock star's life for me. But I cannot access Minecraft from the tour van. Not shaking hands. And I lost my iPhone charger back in Cleveland. But it's still a friggin' rock star's life for me. I feel like we've been driving for about 17 years, playing the same show every night in different rooms that smell like beer. Yelling at our fans. I'm so tired. could hit her with a frying pan. If I see one more Burger King, I'm breaking up the band. But it's still a friggin' rock star's life for me.
You just heard Nerd Public Radio here on X-Ray FM. You can listen online at xray.fm, also in East Portland at 91.1 FM. And stay tuned, because next up, Superthank with their episode Odd or Even. Then, at the top of the hour, we have Five Useless Degrees.